this is going to be a pretty short podcast, but as always, beginning right now in the summer, I apologize if you hear any air conditioner or fan noise, because it's hot. I'm in Vegas. Vegas is hot. But just want to get straight to the topic at hand, because like I said, this one's going to be pretty short, straight to the point. My point being, the Olympics are over. Man, I'm a little saddened. I'm not going to lie. I love the Olympics because of the triumph, because of the effort that's put forward, for the victories, for the gold medalists, the silver medalists, the bronze medalists, and even those that made it there for their first time. You know how big that is to get to the Olympics for your first time? You've been training for 4 or more years with one goal in mind, and you actually hit that goal to get to the big stage, the world stage, the Olympics. And even if you didn't medal, you made it there. And for many that made it there, you're thinking, I've worked my butt off for years to get here, And I finally got my chance. I finally made it and I got there. Whether you won big, gold, silver, or bronze, or not, you still made it to the big stage. So what do you do now? I made it to the big stage. I hit my goal. Do I quit? Of course not. You keep going. I remember, and I'm paraphrasing as best I possibly can remember, because I don't want to look it up on the internet, but I'm paraphrasing the best I could possibly remember. 50 Cent had a deal with Vitamin Water, I believe. I don't know if it was his or he was partnership with it, but at one point he joined with Vitamin Water, boosted Vitamin Water. Vitamin Water was worth billions, hundred millions, whatever the case, billions, I think, or something like that. But anyway, he sold his shares. He sold his portion of Vitamin Water. And I believe, I hope I'm not misquoting, but I believe he made something like $430 million or something in that realm, right? And I remember him saying, and I'm paraphrasing as best I can remember right now, but I remember him saying something like, I made $430 million. I'm set. I'm done. But he was in a room full of billionaires and other business associates, and they were like, yeah, congratulations, bro. You made your $430 million. What's next? And he's like, what do you mean, what's next? I made my money. I hit my goal. And they just like kind of chuckled. It was like, nah, man, now we got to make the next $430 million or next $500 million or so on and so on and so forth. So that basically said to me, even though you've set a goal for yourself and you strive to reach that particular goal and you hit that particular goal, that doesn't mean that's the end. All that means is it's time to start a brand new goal. It's time to set a new goal, keep going, prepare for the next big event. You know, in my career, 16 years and counting, the biggest thing that I've ever done was have a magazine cover shoot for an international, International World Magazine, all throughout the U.S. and internationally. I did the cover image for this cycling magazine. And to me, that was like, oh man, I reached the top. I reached the goal. I reached the pinnacle. But after I did that, it's like, okay, I'm going to either sit back and wait for people to recognize that I shot a magazine cover, or I got to keep going. And I want to reference back one of my other podcasts where I was talking about working for credit or working for exposure. And I mentioned something about magazines. You shoot in a magazine, you look at the photo, and you just keep on going. Very rarely do you look at who the photographer was that shot that picture, unless you're a photographer. And even if you are a photographer, sometimes you don't even look at that then. You might look at the picture, admire the picture, and then keep on moving. But very rarely does one actually look at the photo. But oftentimes, those photographers in that magazine that took that photo have done it for credit or done it for exposure. I was actually paid for the magazine cover that I did. And still, the results I got from it, I got a little bit of notoriety, a little bit of interest in me. But for the most part, it was just as if I had shot for credit. It wasn't like somebody saw my name on the magazine cover, saw that I shot the photo, and all of a sudden my email was blowing up and my phone was ringing off the hook. It was nothing like that, you know? So, you have to keep pushing even though you think you've reached your destination, because like the Olympics, for example, they call it the 2020 Olympics, even though we had it in 2021 due to the pandemic. And, you know, I'll go back to that in just a second, but the 2020 Olympics are done. and all, just about all the athletes, especially the younger athletes that are not yet ready to retire, their next goal is the 2024 Olympics. Like, okay, we made it to the 2020. We hit our destination. We hit our goals. We made gold, silver, bronze, or we didn't medal, but in 2024, I'm going to medal. You better believe that. So they go back to the lab and they train twice as hard as they did before to make it to the 2020 Olympics so that when they get to the 2024 Olympics, they can really represent and get some piece of semblance, symbolization, to show that they made it. You know, I'm taking home a piece of hardware. I got a gold medal around my neck, silver medal, bronze medal, something to say that I was there. So, you know, just, no matter what you set your goals to be, you got to keep going. And even through adversity, you know, I wanted to talk about going back to 2020 Olympics. These athletes trained without facilities to train in because of the COVID shutdown. There were no pools that they could go swim in, no gyms that they can go lift weights in. Unless they had big money and they were, well, most of our NBA teams, basketball, men and women's U.S. teams, you know, they're NBA stars or WNBA stars. So I'm sure they have facilities to train in. They had the bubble for the NBA, but a lot of these athletes did not have anywhere to train, yet they found a way. They found a way. So through adversity, if these Olympians can do it, why can't we as freelancers? Adversity. COVID is the biggest adversity that we've had to face, or at least I've had to face, and it slowed my business down tremendously. But here I am still standing, you know, knock on wood, I'm still standing here, albeit difficult, it's difficult to do so, but I'm still here standing, I'm still here pushing, and that's why, again, I go back to say that the Olympics always make me emotional, because it's the push through adversity, the triumph. No matter what you're dealing with, you gotta still keep pushing. Gotta still keep pushing. And please trust me. I know it's hard. It is extremely hard, extremely difficult to stay afloat when things are down. When that tidal wave is pulling you down, you're sitting there swimming in the middle of the ocean, doing the best that you can. And you're just caught up in this tide pool, this corkscrew, you know, this little drain. And it's just pulling you down. But you gotta keep trying to swim. Gotta keep pushing. You know, look at, if you did watch the Olympics, look at how many Olympians, when they reached their medal, especially if they hit gold, when they reached their medal, they broke down to tears. Our biggest, strongest, fastest athletes crying like babies because of everything they put forward to get there and they made it. Or even those that didn't medal still crying when they were doing the opening and closing ceremony because I am here to battle the world. I'm here to face the world's best. It's friendly, you know, it's competitive, it's friendly, you know, with the exception of a few, but for the most part, you know, it's all friendly and it's all love and it's everybody competing for a common goal, you know, to try to best one another, but still in good competitive spirits. Well, isn't that the same with us as freelancers? I work online a lot and I'm up against freelancers all around the world. Constantly bidding on jobs, constantly trying to show that I'm worth your investment in me to do what you need to do for your business. We're Olympians. This is what we do, you know, and we want to hit that goal. I guess for us, though, it's not broken down in 4-year increments. And if we do hit that goal, that gold, it still may not be enough to sustain us to where we could just retire. So we got to keep pushing. But that's what we do. No matter what the adversity, no matter what the situation is, we keep on pushing through. So the Olympics are over. I'm a little saddened. It's like, oh man. Well, you know, but I don't necessarily need outside inspiration. I love it and I appreciate it. Like the Olympics, I love the outside inspiration. It's beautiful to me. Absolutely beautiful, but I don't need it to keep going. You know, like I said, I hit my goal of doing a magazine cover. I have other goals, to get myself out there, get my name out there, gain some more exposure. But still, I did hit that one goal and it's like, okay, all right, this is what it feels like. It feels great. And it's almost addicting. You know, some of these athletes, compete in the Olympics for 20 plus years. And even when their body's telling them not to, they're still out there competing and doing what they got to do because it's in them. It's that fire in their belly, that burning desire to do it. You can't stop. I cannot keep shooting. You know, I'm a photographer no matter what. I don't do portraits no more. Not very rarely do I do portraits, but I still do some form of photography. It's just in me. I love the sound of the shutter click of the camera. That's what I do. You're a seamstress, clothing designer. Do you love the sound of that sewing machine? You're a writer. Do you love the sound of that pen or paper scratching against, or the sound of that pencil or that pen or pencil scratching against that paper? You love that sound. You're an artist hearing your pencils scratch against that canvas paper. You know, this is what we do. You're a baker. You love the sound of that blending machine, the blender. You know, this is what we do. This is what we are. We set our goals. We push for our goals. We hit our goals. After we hit our goals, we celebrate. We give ourselves a round of applause. And then we get right back to it. And that's where I am now. You know, the Olympics are over. Take a deep breath real quick. Soak it all in. Appreciate the athletes. Give them a round of applause. Then got to get back on my horse, get back in the game so I can set and reach another goal for myself. So anyway, like I said, I wanted to cut this one short. Just get straight to it. Talk about how I felt about the Olympics. Hopefully you can relate to how I feel about the Olympics in, with us being freelancers and how we are continually pushing for greatness. Hopefully you get that. Hopefully you feel that. And I will talk to you guys next week, next Tuesday at noon.